For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on medicine. Researchers don't know why, but African Americans are proportionally more susceptible to Alzheimer's disease. And because of this, the UK Sanders Brown Center on Aging and a national organization, Balm in Gilead, are engaging in a major community outreach effort this weekend, Sunday, June 11th, to make African American faith communities more aware. I recently spoke with Marquita Yarbrough of the Sanders Brown Center on Aging, a clinical research assistant who told me more.
The Memory Sunday is about a national awareness campaign we take one day, the second Sunday in June, to nationally galvanize the African American churches to reach out and share this information with their congregations about Alzheimer's disease. It's a national awareness campaign to address Alzheimer's disease in the African American churches.
And you and I had talked a little bit about before. I was wondering if you could tell me again about some of the barriers to communication that make an outreach such as Balm in Gilead and Memory Sunday necessary.
Some of the barriers we have had to overcome would be, first of all, who we are, Sanders Brown Center on Aging. We've found that many of the churches in the African American community have not heard of Sanders Brown or the University, well, of course, the University of Kentucky, but not Sanders Brown Center on Aging and the work that we do. So we're developing or cultivating relationships by first identifying who we are and then sharing the information about Alzheimer's disease and why it's important that your church should get that information out there, particularly because the African American community would be impacted 2 to 3 times more in terms of, as it relates to Alzheimer's disease. And so we want this information to get into our community just so people would know that we're a resource. We have information for you. We'll come out to your church and do presentations, facilitate memory screens at your location so we can cultivate relationships with the African American churches so they'll feel more comfortable with addressing the issues coming to us and we being that mechanism or that resource or that liaison between the clinical services that they may need to receive and just the educational information that would impact. And another barrier would be trust. You know, the African American community has distrust for many healthcare professionals for various reasons, particularly as we talked about the Tuskegee experiment. You know, in my lifetime, I remember as a little girl, my grandmother talking about what happened to, we called him Uncle Son, back in the day when they thought he lost his mind. But he had been involved at I don't know what level, but I was just a little girl. But just that memory, myself would like, okay, so why should we participate? Why should we trust the community, the healthcare community, in participating in research or clinical studies? And so we're putting a face on that. We want to get into the community and let them know that, okay, I work for them, and you can trust that I have investigated to make sure that everything's above board. Let's just, you know, because if they found a cure, if the research and clinical trials were, if they found a cure, what if they found a cure and it didn't work for us because we're not participating? What if the medicine worked for another cultural group and it doesn't work for us because we're not participating? But we know we're impacted more. We know that it's either your grandmother, somebody in the family has had this experience with forgetting, memory loss, language issues. We used to call it being senile. But now we know, we're trying to let people know that this is a real disease.
Well, I can't think, I'm a person of a certain age myself, and mm-hmm. I can't think of any family I know that's not touched by this in some way, whether it's a loved one or a close friend, somebody of that nature.
Yeah.
Well, and we will put links on our website. Is there anything that I've neglected to ask you or that we've not talked about that you would want folks to know?
Well, I would want folks to know, too, if there's any way that you can participate in Memory Sunday, whether it be June 11th or any time during the month of June, please reach out to the Sanders Brown Center on Aging. We'll provide you with resource materials, or we'd be happy to come out and do a presentation, set up a time to facilitate memory screens within your church to help your congregation get a baseline of where they are. And then we'll be able to provide a packet of materials and resources that will help you take that next step in terms of addressing the Alzheimer's disease and how it may be impacting your family.
My thanks to Marquita Yarborough of the UK Sanders Brown Center on Aging for chatting with me this week about the upcoming Memory Sunday. As always, for more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at wuky.org.